much. I'm Jane Golding. I'm the chair of British in Europe, and maybe some of you will know that we have been running a very intense advocacy campaign along with the largest group of EU citizens in the UK, the 3 million, to safeguard the rights of UK citizens in the EU and EU citizens in the UK. My presentation will be a little bit different to the ambassador's, and I'll confirm some of the things that he said, but my main message is that citizens' rights are not resolved yet, and I'll explain why. British in Europe is a coalition of 10 core groups with other groups in smaller countries as well involved, with members ranked of about 30 to 35,000. Just to give some statistics about British in Europe, who we all are, I mean, nearly 80% of us are working age or younger, and you may also be interested to know that nearly a third of us are in fact between the ages of 30 and 49, and that's quite important to what I'm going to go on and say. British in Germany, here in Germany, group here in Germany, which I co-founded, Daniel Petlow, is one of the core groups of British in Europe. And we've now got groups in cities across much of Germany, in Berlin, Hamburg, Munich, Frankfurt, to name a few. So, on citizens' rights, as I said, in our view, citizens' rights are not resolved. And here what we're talking about is all the people who've moved before the UK exits the EU. So we're talking about the people who we believe, and this is our core principle, should not be negatively and retrospectively affected by the exit of the UK from the EU. And that's because we've all gone in good faith to move to another country with the legitimate expectation that our rights were for life, that they were irrevocable. So how do we see the negotiations and how they have played out over the last year? Well, the negotiations started in May last year with the EU putting out its negotiating directives and essential principles on citizens' rights. And we were reassured to see that at that point it seems the EU's proposal was to confirm our existing rights. The negotiations began. There was a counter-proposal from the UK which mostly related to the immigration status of EU citizens in the UK.